Hey, Storm and Norman, here we are together again. Weeby 108 podcast at weeby108.com. And look who's here this morning joining us with something really cool I want to tell you about. Our very own Weeby 108's John Tesh, Intelligence for Your Life. Hey, John, how's it going? Great talking with you.
You too. I am your very own. We've been doing this for a long time.
It's pretty incredible when you look back over the years. Speaking of a long time, it's been like 20 years since you've actually put out some new music. I want to get to the new album in just a second here. People don't know, you're the only person that I've met in person and know that has kissed Jerry Lewis on the lips.
You remember that story? People are like, oh, now I'm interested. You're a really good storyteller there. You always have been. Yeah, what happened was my band and I were playing on the Jerry Lewis Telethon, and Jerry would always ask us to come and play, and we would play a couple of songs. And then what you do is you go over to the table, where to his desk after you finish the piece, where Jerry is. And you shake his hand, you do this sort of the European thing where you give him a kiss on the left and the right cheek, whatever. And we got out of sync, and we ended up like face to face. And yes, it was right on the lips. And Jerry's like, oh, ladies, you know, one of those things.
Well, it's impressive. Not only have you done that, you've got Grammy nominations, Emmy awards. John Tesh, tell us about this. This incredible album. This thing has more high octane in it than my coffee. It's called the Sports Album. It's a new sports album. That's the name. And it is pretty awesome. How did all this come about? Because you are the master of the round ball rock song.
Well, thanks. And yes, you described it perfectly. My wife said when I finished it, she goes, this is not easy listening music. I think there's one song in there that is. But it really is. What happened was, 24 years ago, I released, 50 albums over my lifetime. And then we toured for a long time. And so, yeah, I recorded other people's music after that, like big band music and things like that and worship music. But when it was announced that Round Ball Rock was coming back in October, I just thought, you know, I love writing sports music. I wrote the NBA basketball theme back in 1989. And as it's coming back, I would love to just revisit my favorite type of music, which is that big bombastic, you know, Rocky Warrior, you know, that type of film music. And so, yeah, I spent a year and we worked with two different orchestras. If you're having a bad day, just put this thing on.
Can you lead us to a nice website?
Yeah, go to Sam Goodies. No, now they don't exist anymore.
Wow.
The best thing is you can go to Tesh.com,
okay,
and find all the links. But everybody, you know, Spotify, iTunes, you can even find it on YouTube. And yeah, it's a money back guarantee. If you don't lose 5 pounds in 5 days and start three businesses, then we give you your money back.
John Tesh, how did you become the sports music guy? I mean, when you were growing up on Long Island listening to Harry Harrison and Dan Ingram on WABC, those weren't in the playlist back then. How did you become the sports music guy?
We were in a rival band. Our band was called The Best of Both Worlds. It was two bands broke up, and we became a Blood, Sweat, and Tears cover band. And we actually were a rival band to Billy Joel's band back in the 1960s. His band was called The Hassles. And I know that that's in his documentary. That band is in the documentary. Actually, it wasn't much of a, I'm sure you'll laugh, it wasn't much of a rivalry. If Billy didn't want the gig at the Atlantic Beach Club, then we got it. We were like, we weren't even like Pepsi. We were like RC Cola, you know.
Yeah, give it to the tall kid. Give it to the tall kid. They'll take it. They'll do it.
Exactly, the tall drink of water. Yeah, and when I ended up eventually going through like news and radio and stuff, I ended up at CBS Sports. I was an announcer for them, and I worked with a guy named David Michaels, Al Michaels, the great Al Michaels, the announcer, his younger brother, and David and I did the Tour de France bike race. And so David said, hey John, nobody knows anything about bike racing. A lot of people don't in the States, so why don't we do it MTV style? So he said, grab your synthesizers, bring them to France, and let's do something. And that's what happened. It was back when there was a Mac SE. There were no cell phones, of course. It was reel-to-reel tape. And all the 80s synthesizers that are coming back. And so that's where that started, was bicycle music. And then people would come to me for themes. And then in 1989, NBC said, hey, we're looking for a theme for basketball. And I got an idea in the middle of the night, as the story goes. And I called my answering machine back in the States and said, here's an idea. And when I got back in the States to check my answering machine, I only had one message. I put the answering machine on my piano, figured it out, sent it to NBC, and that thing put two of my kids through college. And so I still keep that answering machine.
That is the best story. Now, you've got two versions of the song on the new sports album that you've done.
Yeah, there's the OG version, which is the one that you'll hear in October, the original version. But then there's a shredded version. I found this kid, his name is Andrew Sinewick, and you'll see him when we perform on the Today Show in about a month. He really is Norm. He's Hendrix reborn, and so I just turned him loose and said, let's tear up this theme and put in another section and have him go crazy. And so, yeah, those two are on there. But the other 11 songs are brand new, and you can hear I'm a big fan of, like you, Jethro Tull, Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Yes, you can hear a lot of the twists and turns in those songs that are fun to exercise to, by the way.
That's awesome. That's just great. It's called Sports, the new John Tesh album. First time in years you've come up with something new. I've always thought of, seeing John Tesh in concert, and I've seen you many, many, many times. Guys would be dragged by their girlfriends to go see Barry Manilow in concert. They didn't want to admit they liked Barry Manilow. So, yeah, I'm going with my wife, I'm going with my girlfriend. You're going to John Tesh concert. What's this going to be? Kenny G? Is this going to be what? And then all of a sudden, Round Ball Rock comes on, and you've wowed and seduced every guy in that auditorium because everybody knows that song.
You told this story beautifully. I always describe my concerts as it's women who have dragged their boyfriends to a John, or husbands to a John, and men are looking for some relationship currency, so they say yes, and the band knows, so we save the song until about 2/3 of the way in the concert, and we play like a 9-minute version of it, and sure enough, the guys have their arms folded for the first hour of the show, and then all of a sudden they're in their wife's ear. Oh, I listened to this. This is my song. This is my song. It's very, very funny. The currency just pops right out of the bank for me.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. Listen, John Tesh, you can hear John every night here at Weeby 108 at 7 o'clock. John is on Sunday mornings. But most importantly, the sports album is out, Tesh.com. Anywhere that you can stream audio, you're going to want to hear this. This, as we said before, it's pretty hot stuff. High energy, John Tesh Sports Rock. And it's always a pleasure to talk with you, John. Glad you're doing well. And anytime you want to get a hold of us via the radio or the podcast at weeby108.com, please let us know.
That's awesome. Thanks, Norm. It's great hanging with you.